7:45 is our time. Good morning. I'm Bob Montgomery. It's April 1st, and no fooling, taxes are right around the corner 2 weeks from today. You have to have those taxes in. Of course, April 15th is looming. Joining us this morning to talk further about the tax issue is St. Mary's College Business and Economics Professor Claude Renshaw. Professor, it is always a pleasure. Good morning.
Yep.
It is that time of the year again, and one of the questions that actually won't necessarily reflect on this year's tax return, but some people are thinking that it might next year, is the economic stimulus plan, a.k.a. the rebate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of urban myths out there that this is really not a rebate. This is really just a down payment on next year's tax benefit, if you want to call it that, a benefit. That's not necessarily the case, is it?
For most people, it's not the case. For most people, it's just a flat payment equal to $600 for a single person, $1,200 for a married couple. And that really is just a tax rebate based on forecasted rates for next year.
And you do not have to report that as income on
your
taxes.
It is not income, right, as opposed to the property tax rebate, which people got in January, at least Indiana people, which very well could be taxable, but that's another issue.
When you say could be, what would be the defining issue there?
It depends on if the people who got this rebate, it depends on if they itemized deductions to begin with. So, for example, if they took a deduction for property taxes paid in 06 on their 07 tax return and then subsequently got a rebate for it, then they're going to have to call that income. You can't just take it and offset against how much you actually paid. It's two separate transactions, one the deduction, one the income. But if people did not itemize their deductions to take a deduction for property tax, then it would not be income.
Most people, wouldn't you imagine, though, most people who owned a home will itemize?
That's my guess, yeah. Although nationwide, it's only 25% of the people who itemize. But if you took the number of people who own homes, then you're right. It would be much, much higher than that.
What about some of the changes for this year? Every year there's a little tweaking. Some years it's more significant than others. What's this year look like?
Well, I'll tell you a couple small ones, and it does seem like that's about all there have been in terms of changes to the tax law, because as you get close to a presidential election, the Congress particularly doesn't really want to dabble too much in tax reform until they see who's going to be in the White House. And I think early in 09, at least traditionally that's been the case, the first year of a new administration, you'll see a lot of activity in the tax area. But for this year, I'd just like to mention two things that are kind of small in a big sense, but they're kind of interesting to deal with. One is no more estimating on contributions. If you're going to take a deduction for contributions, either cash or non-cash, you have to have evidence of that contribution.
Is that regardless the size of that contribution,
yes,
whether it's $1 or $100
yes,
or $1,000?
Yes, any contribution not substantiated with a canceled check or receipt from the company, the organization, or an acknowledgement of some kind could be disallowed in the case of an audit. Now, you don't attach any of the stuff to your tax return, so if you don't get audited, then nothing's going to happen. But if you do get audited, the IRS can make you show for every single thing. Now, it used to be up until 07 that you could take a deduction for estimating if you're on the road traveling on vacation or on business or something and go to church and pop $20 in a collection plate. You could take a reasonable estimate of that, and the IRS would accept that, or some kind of contemporaneous record where you just wrote down, I put $20 in or whatever. But they won't do that anymore. Hmm. So there has to be exactly substantiated.
What about some deductions that might be overlooked, either Indiana State or on the federal level?
Well, I will say something about the new rule for capital gains for 2008 that relates to that, although this won't really affect 07 taxes. But very few people know about this change to the tax law coming this year. Namely, for lower income people in a 10 and 15% normal tax rate, their what they call capital gains tax rate is only 5%. Now, that's been in effect for over 10 years, so a lot of people are aware of that. What they may not know is for 2008, anyone in the lower income tax brackets who has a capital gain like that, the tax rate is going to be zero. I mean, just think about that for a minute, and it's amazing. Financial planners and other people haven't been all over this and working with their clients and stuff who qualify. Now, this is only if you're in the 10 or 15% tax bracket.
Those people generally don't have a lot of investments necessarily. What kind of capital gains are they talking about? The sale of a house?
Well, it could be investments, because we're talking probably about 401(k)s retirees.
Maybe?
Well, a distribution from a 401k is ordinary income. That's taxable. So it wouldn't apply to that. But anything you've got outside an IRA or outside a 401k, if you have any transactions relating in a capital gain, including capital gain distributions from a mutual fund, it's tax-free. If you're in the one of those two lower brackets, a 10 or 15% tax bracket.
Now, is this part of the Bush tax cut that potentially could expire in a couple of
years? Yes. Yeah, but it won't expire for 08. So, I mean, no matter what happens, we know that it's good for 08. Now, it without congressional action, it'll also be in effect in 09, but my guess is something's going to happen there because that's just too big of a loophole. I mean, to have 0% tax on any kind of transaction is remarkable.
I know you're a soothsayer, so I'll ask you, what do you think is going to happen with the Bush tax cuts? I mean, we look potentially at the possibility of a substantial tax increase all across the board coming in a couple of years, two and a half to almost 3 years. But folks like Joe Donnelly, a Democrat, of course, from Granger in Congress, is saying that he feels like there is no way these tax cuts are going to be allowed to expire, in essence, and then the tax rate's going to go back up, that most, if not all of them, will eventually be made permanent. Do you think that's the case?
I think that's probably true. And what it depends on is who wins the election. I mean, if you get McCain in the White House, he's going to be pushing for extending the Bush tax cuts, making them permanent, maybe even adding some of his own. If Clinton or Obama gets in there, you know, they have a different agenda. They've already said in their speeches that they want to raise taxes on certain segments of the population. And so they undoubtedly will if either of them gets elected. So I agree with Donnelly, though, generally, although I also hasten to add that he's fairly conservative among Democrats. And, you know, he would probably vote with the Republicans on extending the tax cuts in that case.
Final question for you. Of course, the tax assistance program is up and running for those who qualify through St. Mary's and Notre Dame.
Right. We still are doing that. And I encourage people whose income is under $38,000 to seek that out. And we'll be going until midnight on April 15th. So I want to give you a phone number. It's 631-7863. And that's the phone number of the Tax Assistance Program World Headquarters over at Notre Dame. And there's people at that office all day long, and they'll answer your phone and tell you where the centers are and when they're open and stuff like that. So I hope that works out, and we'll be delighted to see people who come out there.
All right. Very good. 631-7863 for the Tax Assistance Program. And also, this time next week at 7:40, Mr. Renshaw is kind enough to join us again. And we're going to open the phone lines. If you have anything that you might have a question about, whether you've already filed your taxes and you were wondering how that worked out, or if you haven't filed your taxes yet, most likely, we can open the phone lines and you can answer whatever questions people might throw your way.
Or talk about what you should have done, and now you have to file an amended return, right?
That's right. But you can still file that amended return.
Sure you can. For 3 years.
Very good. 7:53 is our time now. JT?
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Claude. We'll see you again next week. Let's check the forecast with Andrew Sweeney. And this update brought to you by Goff Heating and Air. Save $2,500 on a Bryant air conditioner and furnace. Andrew?
Your forecast for today, windy and colder with a chance for some light rain or light snow early, otherwise cloudy with temperatures falling into the 30s. Tonight, clearing and colder with a low of 25. In the WSBT Forecast Center, I'm meteorologist Andrew Sweeney.